This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Scientists who studied a big COVID-19 outbreak in Massachusetts have uncovered a dispiriting setback in the United States' fight against the virus. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
About three-quarters of the more than 900 cases on Cape Cod were in fully vaccinated people, and they carried about the same amount of virus as the unvaccinated. That could upend thinking about how the virus spreads, since vaccinated people who previously got infected were thought to have low levels of virus, which they were unlikely to pass on. The research was key in the CDC recommending vaccinated Americans resume wearing masks indoors in places where the Delta variant's fueling surges. The authors say that should be expanded to the entire country. At the White House, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says that'll be up to the CDC. And the takeaway for now,
we need more people to get vaccinated. That's the answer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Debates about mask wearing and vaccinations continue across the United States, even as the number of coronavirus cases continues to increase. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Amid a wave of sobering news about the coronavirus Friday, the Florida Health Department said COVID-19 cases in the Sunshine State jumped 50% this week, continuing a six-week surge. That announcement came shortly after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis barred school districts from requiring students to wear masks when classes resume next month. The Walt Disney Company announced it will require employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19, and they have 60 days to do so. Walmart announced all workers at its headquarters, as well as its managers who travel within the U.S., must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 4th. I'm Mike Gracia.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Israel's foreign minister is blaming Iran for an attack on a tanker that left two of its crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, dead. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid said in a statement Friday that Iranian terrorism was responsible for the attack Thursday. There was no immediate reaction by Iran to the Israeli accusation. The Mercer Street, a medium-sized tanker, was headed for a bunkering port and oil terminal in the United Arab Emirates from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, according to Refinitiv Ship Tracking. London-based Zodiac said on its website the attack on the Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned ship was suspected piracy, adding that it was still under investigation. Zodiac, which is owned by the wealthy Israeli Ofer family, said the ship was sailing under the control of its crew and on power to a safe location with a U.S. naval escort. The United Nations says its compound in Herat, Afghanistan, was attacked Friday with rocket-propelled grenades and gunfire, killing an Afghan police guard and wounding other officers. Deborah Lyons, the head of the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan, called the attack deplorable. The United States also condemned the attack. The Taliban said in a statement that UN personnel could have been caught in a crossfire between its fighters and government forces, but the UNAMA compound in Herat was not under any threat. Intense fighting around the city has been ongoing since late Wednesday. Amazon Incorporated has been hit with a record $886.6 million European Union fine for processing personal data in violation of the bloc's GDPR rules as privacy regulators take a more aggressive position on enforcement. Amazon said it would appeal the fine, according to a company spokesperson. EU's General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, requires companies to seek people's consent before using their personal data or face steep fines. The Justice Department, in a reversal, says the Treasury Department must provide the House Ways and Means Committee former President Donald Trump's tax returns, apparently ending a long legal showdown over the records. In a memo dated Friday, Justice's Office of Legal Counsel said the committee chairman has invoked sufficient reasons for requesting the former president's tax information. During the Trump administration, former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he would not turn over the tax returns because he believed they were being sought by Democrats who control the House for partisan reasons. Visit VOANews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.